Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up? Welcome to episode 774 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And now let's get to Tom's question. Here we go.
Hey, Pat. Tom here from Leeds in the UK. And my question for you today is concerning how you stay motivated and productive once you reached a certain level of success and comfort within your business. For me, it was easy to kind of be motivated at the start when, you know, I needed to pay bills and so on. But now I've reached a certain level of comfort, I'm finding it much harder to get as motivated as I did at the beginning. And I know for you, a big motivation was to be able to spend more time with your family and so on. I'm wondering now you've achieved that, how you set new goals for yourself and stay motivated. So that's all. Thanks for all you do, Pat, and cheers.
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for this. You know, complacency is very evil because sometimes we get into our comfort zone and we don't push ourselves anymore. And like you said, when you're starting out, you're in survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, you take risks and you take bold actions that you would never have taken otherwise. That's why after I got let go and laid off in 2008, that I did things that I wouldn't have done, and I found this amazing world of online business and just crushed it and did everything I could to survive and stayed up and sacrificed hours of sleep and asked questions to people who I would have never reached out to before and all these kinds of things. But then as you start to become a little bit successful and as you start to gain momentum, you know, you start to get into a rhythm and comfortable, and when you stay in your comfort zone, not so amazing things happen. Just things start to happen, but they're not as amazing as they were in the beginning when you're just trying to survive, right? So you said a lot of what I was going to say already. You said a couple things. One, that I used my kids to help me motivate me, and I think a lot of us have experienced that baby effect, that when you have kids, all you want to do is just hopefully spend as much time with them as possible, and you'll do whatever you can. And that was sort of like my layoff, where it was just super motivating. But now I've been able to do that, like you said. But you had mentioned creating new goals. And that's what you should always be doing. Once you reach your goal, you set a new one. And once you reach that one, you set a new one. And so for me, I've put a lot of devices in place to always keep me motivated and moving forward. For one, I'm always very open with my progress. And I think that's one thing that helps me. It makes sure I stay productive so that you all don't see me slacking off. And, you know, I have you to hold me accountable. Another thing is my mastermind groups. So I'm in two different mastermind groups that meet each weekly, one on Monday, one on Wednesday, and we hold each other accountable. We motivate each other when we're unmotivated. We're brutally honest with each other when we have to be, and we're there to in it together. And one person's win is all of our wins, and one person's loss is all of our losses. So we always do the best for the group in that way, which is really cool, and that's really motivating too. But the other thing that I do is I'm trying to think bigger. So that's why I'm pulling inspiration from a lot of people like Elon Musk, who just have this limitless brain, who are thinking about the greater good. And so I've been able to recently think beyond SPI and see how I might be able to help other people in different regions of the world in ways that I never thought possible. So I'm an advisor for an organization called Pencils of Promise now, which builds schools in many different places around the world and offers education to kids who didn't normally have access to it, which is amazing. I actually went to Ghana last year in Africa, and I got to see the schools being built and where all the money was going, and it was just an amazing experience. And that it was so great for me to see firsthand, because that is my motivation, a lot of my motivation now. So, for example, if I were to just get lazy, I would realize that, well, there are people on the other side of the world that are not benefiting from my laziness. I also consider you guys, the audience, and those of you who may need my help. And if I get lazy and I drop the ball, it's going to be not just on me, but I'm not offering the value that I know I could provide. So I'm thinking of these kinds of devices, Tom, to help me stay motivated. Even though I found success in terms of money and time now, I know there is more I can do, and there is more I should be doing, and there are other people out there who don't even know I exist yet, who I need to keep working for so that I can make the greatest impact in this world. And here's the final part, leave a legacy, because, you know, I'm not going to be around forever, and this speaks to my kids and having them have great memories of me, and hopefully have them soak up all this entrepreneurial spirit that I have and these kinds of things that I've learned over the past 8 years as an entrepreneur, so they can incorporate that into their lives at an earlier age, so I can be an example to all of you guys out there who are just starting too, but more than that, so I can be remembered and have a footprint and a long-lasting one on this earth before I leave. So that's hugely motivating to me. I mean, it reminds me of, there was a video I saw that Gary Vaynerchuk posted, and it was really interesting because there was you know, D-Rock was shooting the behind the scenes, I think, for Ask Gary V, and this woman, they're in the car, Gary and his cameraman, and this woman comes up to the window on the outside because they're in like a taxi or a car or something, and Gary rolls down the window, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, Gary, you're awesome! Like, let's take a picture." They took a picture, and she's like, "Okay, give me three words that are motivating to you that can help me today." And he goes, "Oh, here you go, three words: you're gonna die." And at first I was like shocked, right? I was like, oh my gosh, who would say that? And of course it's Gary, so I'm not surprised. But what he meant by that was, get off your butt and get stuff done and do what you need to do and reach your goals, because guess what? One day you're not going to be around anymore, and there's nothing more motivating than knowing that your time is limited on this earth. And I fully agree with that. You know, I don't want to waste any moments. And some of those moments are work moments. Some of those moments are personal moments. And just really being in the moment now and appreciating every part of it. That's what it's all about. So that's how I stay motivated and stay productive. Even though, you know, quote, I've reached this level of success. I know I'm successful, and I know I'd be crazy to say that I'm not, but I also don't feel like I'm near to where I know I can go. So Tom, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you, wishing you all the best, and I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Georgia O'Keeffe. "Where I was born and where and how I have lived is unimportant. It is what I have done with where I have been that should be of interest." Very appropriate for today. Thank you so much. Take care. Keep up the good work. Bye, guys. See you in the next episode. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.